Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our two-part study in Revelation chapter 20, verses 5 and 6, with a question and answer portion at the end. This study is titled, The First Resurrection. This is part 2 of 2.
The first fruit, plural, in Matthew 27, 52 and 53, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after His resurrection. Jesus rose from the dead and a bunch of others with Him. Amen. You see, resurrection, Easter Sunday, I just always wonder why they never mention that. I think that's pretty exciting. Jesus arose, and by the way, a bunch more with Him. And went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Imagine being one of the Pharisees or the Sadducees or the scribes that had orchestrated the death of Jesus. And you have this thing going on at His crucifixion where for about 3 hours it's dark, which by the way means it wasn't a solar eclipse. It was an act of God. The temple veil is torn. And there's this great earthquake. And the graves open. But 3 days later, not only is Jesus resurrected, but all these other people start getting out of those graves that opened up. And they go into the holy city. And here's the neat thing. In heaven, I believe this is one of the evidences for this. In heaven, you're not going to have to walk up to people and introduce yourself. I believe you're going to know. Why? These people had never seen these people before. They've been dead. We're talking Old Testament saints that could have been dead for centuries. But then when they walked through the streets, they were recognized. And they didn't look like zombies. They didn't know they were resurrected because they looked like the dead, the walking dead. They knew who they were. Same thing happened at the Mount of Transfiguration when Moses and Elijah showed up. Nobody had to tell Peter, James, and John who they were. They knew who they were. It's an amazing thing. And that's the first fruit. Since this event, we have been waiting for the next phase of the first resurrection. Mark this down. If you're a born-again believer today, this is what's the next big thing in your life. You think that wedding was big, you wait till this happens. The rapture. And just take a look at this.
Jesus Christ is coming back for His church. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, "Watch therefore, for you do not know the hour your Lord is coming." I want you to know, church, that Jesus Christ could come this month.
Amen.
Or He might come next week. Or He could even come.
That's going to happen any moment. There are times where I'm out and I'm preaching the gospel and I'm being cussed. I'm being having people try to run over me and my wife. I'm being spit at. And I'm thinking, boy, what a time for the rapture to take place. That'll wake him up. Spitting on a guy and he disappears. Now I want to tell you something. That's very good, but there's a couple of things I just want to point out there. Just one main thing. Is I personally believe it's going to be a bloody mess. Flesh and blood does not inherit the kingdom of God. your flesh will be glorified. You're not taking your blood with you. And that'll help explain why they're going to claim that we were abducted by aliens. If you don't believe that, they're already doing it. They're already explaining that. You can go buy the books where they talk about the spirit guides taking the Bible believers out of the way. And they take us off somewhere. Some say they're just going to throw us into the sun. And other people say, and some of them say they're going to like re-educate us spiritually and then we'll come back. They're right on. In a way. When we get raptured, we're going to come back glorified. Only when we come back, we're not going to be coming back to be a part of the program. We're coming back to watch Jesus put an end to the program. Amen.
Well, we'll be glorified and they'll be terrified.
Amen. Now you think about, and by the way, I don't believe I believe your clothes will be laying there. How many of you saw the movies where they were neatly folded?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I think I saw a meme. Somebody said that was proof that angels are OCD. Because everybody raptured, all their clothes were folded neatly. And pressed, you know. But I believe the clothes will fall, the blood will be there, who knows what. And it's going to make it very easy to explain away the rapture. And the Bible says God will send them strong delusion, they'll believe a lie. Don't be left behind. This event is described in 1 Thessalonians 4. Good, turn there. Some of you may have never marked this in your Bible, you certainly ought to. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. And it'll take me a few more minutes to get through this, but it'll be worth it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning verse 13, says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." And we are hopeful. We have hope. Verse 14, read that with me. "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him." Now look closely at that. Those who sleep in Jesus are already with Jesus, but He's bringing them with Him for a reason. Verse 15, read that. "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep." Meaning we won't go before them. The dead in Christ says they're coming back with Jesus. But, read verse 16. "For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." Now see, He's bringing those who have already died. They've gone to be with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Your body went in the grave, but you, the real you, went to be with the Lord. And when He comes back, if you die before the rapture, all your loved ones who died in Christ before the rapture, they're with Jesus now. He brings them back and He raises their bodies out of the grave and they put on that body now, only now it's glorified. They put on the glorified suit, the glorified body. That's what just happened. That's what you just read. The dead in Christ rise first. For that reason, this is phase 3. 1 was Christ, the first fruits. 2 was the Old Testament saints, the first fruits. And phase 3 is the rapture. And the rest of us get out of here without dying. If this happens while you're still alive. Read verse 17. "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Read this. "Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." If your view on the rapture is not a comfort, you're doing it wrong. If your version of the rapture is, "Okay, I'm going to build a bunker. We're going to have enough food for 7 years. for every single person in our family. Then we're going to get enough food so we can help out other people. But we're going to have lots of guns and ammo because some of those people are going to have to die. Because they're going to be coming after our food and our bunker. And so if they won't cooperate, we'll have to shoot them. And meanwhile, there's going to be all kinds of government agents looking for us. And if they find us, they're going to kill us because we won't take the mark. Isn't that comforting? Good night. Sweet dreams. You're doing it wrong. That's not a comfort. This leaves one final phase of the first resurrection. Go back to Revelation 20, verse 6. And that's where we're at in Revelation 26. Christ and the Old Testament saints were the first fruits. The Church of Jesus Christ, both the dead and those still alive, have come. And now we go into the final phase. And that is in Revelation 20, verse 6. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. That's where you and I want to be. And at this last phase, that's the tribulation saints that have been martyred. And they will be resurrected in similar fashion. Only in this case, they're resurrected on the earth. Basically, just the way Jesus and those saints who were resurrected, 30 AD, same sort of thing is going to happen at the end of the tribulation period. It'll be after Jesus has wiped out the Antichrist, he's conquered all of his enemies, and then he raises them and unto life. The first resurrection. Now the rest of that verse says, on such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And of course we talked about that in our previous study. And that's the second resurrection right there, the second death. If you're part of the first resurrection, the second death hath no power. If you're not a part of the first resurrection, we're going to study in a couple of more weeks. This is not a good thing. The second death. And it comes at the end of the chapter. We'll cover this second death in Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15. But first, we're going to look at that final rebellion. Revelation 20, verses 7 through 10. Through the years, I get asked a lot of questions about these verses, and we're going to study in our next Revelation study. So, what I want to do is have a word of prayer, and then if anybody has to leave, you can leave. And if not, I'm here for questions. But I hope and pray that you got what we're talking about. If not, think it through, ask questions, watch for the upload. You can watch it on the internet or listen to it on sermon audio again. But I really want to encourage you to get this. Get this down. This is very important stuff here. And it'll help you as you read the rest of Scripture as well as understand the book of Revelation. So let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for our time in this book. We thank you for all that you taught us tonight and through, I think we're somewhere around 80 hours of study in the book of Revelation. I thank you for the thousands of people who are listening and watching online and listening at the BVF Ohio radio. It's just a wonderful, incredible opportunity that we have to reach people and to make it available free of charge to anybody who has access to the internet. And for the radio audience as well, I'm just thankful for the opportunity to shower the Word of God through FM radio to Franklin County and parts of the surrounding counties in Delaware and Licking County, Fairfield County, Madison County, and Pickaway even. We've heard from people even down there. And we just thank you, Lord, that as the night draws near, while it's still day, we want to be faithful. We want to use the opportunity given. And we just pray in the coming weeks and months, if you tarry your coming, that we will be found faithful to preach that gospel. But I believe the key to having a heart for the lost and preaching the gospel is to have a heart for Jesus and His Word. I pray everyone in this room will draw nearer to Jesus, fall in love with the book, walk in the Spirit. And Lord, just help everyone in this room to understand the kind of relationship you want with them as a loving Father. And we are your children. And we're just so thankful for the relationship that we can have through the Son and His shed blood. Because of what He has done on the cross, shedding His blood and then being risen from the grave, raised His own body by the power of the Spirit and the authority of the Father in fulfillment of the Word of God, conquering sin and death. Thank you and we praise you. And I just ask now that you give everyone safe travel home. Bless the remainder of our time together in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we have a question from the studio audience. Jenny, what's your shirt say, by the way?
Worry ends at faith's
beginning. Amen. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen.
Reminder not to worry, because I can do that. let's see. So it said many bodies rise up.
Yeah.
Rose of the resurrection. So who won the risen up?
That's a good question, and nobody knows.
No one knows. Okay.
It doesn't say there were any that were supposed to who didn't. The fact it says many doesn't mean that it wasn't all the Old Testament saints, but it doesn't necessarily mean it was. So it's one of those gray areas where I personally believe it was all of them. Mm-hmm. But there are some who would disagree with me. And they're free to be wrong. No, I'm just kidding. I'm seriously joking when I say that. But no, I believe when it says many, it isn't limiting it and saying that God, you know, it's like a form of Calvinistic resurrection where He chose some to resurrect and not others. I just think that it was many in the sense that there are many Old Testament saints. But it might not have been, and there might be some Old Testament saints that are raised at this phase in Revelation 20. So,
how long do you think they were?
How long did they hang out? I don't think very long.
I heard it.
Yeah.
Wasn't Jesus on the earth 40 days?
Well, yeah.
That was after His resurrection.
Which is when they were raised. Yeah, it says that the graves opened, but it was after His resurrection that they came out. And they could have been here for 40 days, Sam Gibb. And it may very well be. But that's another gray area because it says Jesus ascended and doesn't say anything about seeing those Old Testament saints ascend. So we don't know. I mean, that's one of the things about heaven. I can't wait. Everybody says, I want to ask the Lord if Adam had a navel. I'm like, of all the questions, that's not the top of my list. So, yeah, Johnny?
Okay, I think I remember you mentioning this before, or somebody mentioning it.
Goodbye, Mr. and Mrs. Ledford.
the verse there about, one of the verses there, I forget exactly which one, but it does seem to be indicating then that no Christians are going to die during the millennial reign.
Well, if you're saved, you're glorified. But if you're talking about believers during the millennium,
Yeah. You
only die in the millennium for rebellion.
Yep, so.
Because remember, you're not saved by faith in the millennium. You can't be because Jesus is right there in front of your face on the earth.
Yeah.
You're saved by sight. And the only way for you to be lost is for you to outright rebel. And that's going to take some doing. I mean, it's not going to even be easy to do that. Because there's, I've talked about the things people get into, like today there's the big heroin thing, but any of the drugs, alcohol, the stuff on the signs, you're not going to have access to those things the way you do today. You're not going to drive down the road and see, soft porn on the billboards during the millennium. You go to Kroger's, you're not going to have to worry about pornography, which you do now, and all that smut and everything, and TV, they're not going to... HBO will be the heavenly broadcasting. It's not going to be what it is now. And so the number of temptations decreases incredibly. Yeah. Yeah, it's the only time I believe in gun control is during the millennium.
Could you actually murder somebody during the
millennium? Yes, you can. Yeah. According to, let me put it this way. I know it's clear you can attempt murder.
I guess the only danger then would be if somebody tried to kill him, and then God would probably raise him immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's only the non-glorified. You know, we're going to be in a glorified state. But that, think of this too: that you won't really even know who's really genuine until this that we're going to study next week. That's where that fits in. Yeah, Charles.
The Old Testament saints are not in paradise with Christ. Do they have the glorified bodies? They get glorified bodies. Is that something?
So the ones that were resurrected.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question clearly, but that's a tough question. I mean, because if they did raise from the dead, you'd think, because you know Jesus resurrected, and remember he said he needed to go to his Father. He had not yet, yeah, and so they could have been in that intermediate state that we don't really know much about. Paul.
Enoch.
Oh, I was going to say Paul was talking about him.
He was, like, his body wasn't on earth.
Yeah. But you have to understand, too, a lot of this stuff isn't like a law. It's like there's a verse that people use against the rapture. They'll say, well, the Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die. Yeah, that's true generally, but there are exceptions, and Enoch is one of them. Elijah, you know, Lazarus still ended up dying. Yeah, but Elijah and Enoch never died. And Elijah, he still gets his opportunity. He's one of the two witnesses. But Enoch will never die. He is just raptured and he's going to be there. And the church is represented by Enoch. Enoch was not a circumcised Jew. Did you know that? Enoch was not a circumcised Jew. And so his rapture was a foreshadowing of the uncircumcised Gentile, in the sense that we're not saved by circumcision, being raptured and never dying.
Isn't that the judgment? There's a judgment that happens in the air. Judgment of Christians in the air or something?
No, we're given our there as the translation.
Yeah, there's no judgment. We're given our glorified bodies, and then judgment seat of Christ takes place in heaven during the 7-year tribulation period. While all that stuff's going on earth, we stand at the judgment seat of Christ, and then we also have the marriage supper of the Lamb, and then we get on our horses and ride.
We're in our glorified bodies at our works of triumph.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to be raised with
Him. Yeah, you're already in a glorified state because you're not there to be judged whether or not you're saved.
Right.
You're there as a saved person in your glorified body. It's your works that go up in smoke if you don't have the right, you know, attitude and everything. And then you're given reward, which isn't the glorified body is given to every Christian. But then you're given reward based on your works. And we're going to talk more about that. But I mean, you know, the Bible indicates that, you know, you're going to have different places in the kingdom, the 1,000-year reign, according to your faithfulness.
Yeah. Solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.